Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Siman Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Seif Vav. We'll be talking tonight about additional halachas of Asiyas Oil Arai on Shabbos. We'll be discussing today the Shaila of the umbrella Shaila properly, Be'ez Hashem. My brother always makes a point. My brother lives in Switzerland. He always makes sure to emphasize that. The first person to speak about the umbrella is a Tshuva Noidi Behuda. He's the first one to speak about an umbrella. And my brother always makes sure to emphasize that the Shoyel, the person asking the question, is a Yid from London. Yeah. He said it's no coincidence. From Londres, it says over there. So we'll be talking about the shadow of the umbrella a little bit. And then some more on this. Okay, let's start. Seif Vav, bottom line of page 246 in Shulchan Aruch. Kshemesandrin chavyos zu al gav zu. These are barrels of wine, and those barrels of wine are placed in a way to save space, I suppose. One barrel on top of the other. One barrel. So kshemesandrin chavyos. When you sort out the barrels, zu al gabe zu, one on top of the other, zu al gabe zu, achas al gabe shneim, one on top of two barrels. So what will normally be is that you have got one barrel on top of two barrels. So there's a bit of airspace in between two barrels, and on top of that, an additional barrel. Hoiches biodo el yoino. What you should do is a bit similar to what we've seen earlier. You hold the barrel, the top barrel. You hold the top barrel. And only then you'll put the two barrels underneath it. Again, you first hold the top barrel, and then you put the two barrels underneath it. But do not put the two barrels, the lower barrels, first, and then place a top barrel on top of it. You may not do this. You have to do it in a bizarre, strange, not regular way. By first, as it were, sorting out the top barrel and under putting the lower barrel underneath it later. What's going on here? Where are we coming from? Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton chav zayin muta lefoschoy. No, sorry, sevav. Sevav is in sev cotton chav. That's lo yisade. That's in page kuf chav dal. Lo yisade. Top line. Mishum, because the ovid cane oil is a bit like producing a tent. If you put the bottom barrels, the two barrels, and then you put the barrel on top of that, it's slightly as if you're creating a tent. Remember, there's airspace. If you put after the barrel on top of that, it looks a bit like creating a tent. It's a bit like you have now created a roof on top of the two mechitzas. Remember, you've got one barrel over here, one barrel over there, and one barrel on top. So it's a bit, look at this barrel, it's one mechitza, one wall over here, one wall on the other side, the internally facing sides of the barrels from the two lower ones, and now by placing a barrel on top, you've got a ceiling as well. One mechitza, two mechitza, ceiling. Why isn't this an oil? And indeed, that's why you shouldn't do it in this way. So therefore he says, Shukigag al-Mechitzah after be'ol tzorich la'avir shtachto ben ha'mechitzois. And yes, it's true, normally you need air space between the two sides. Ha'chanami tzorich la'avir shebeneem. Here also you have air space in between. Shomiz af shinil lo'yo avir beneem. And he says, in fact, it's very important and it's critical. It's essential to have air space between the barrels, because otherwise the wine is very, very sensitive, and the wine will get spoiled if it's two next to each other. Apparently, wine needs a bit of air, a bit of oxygen for it to develop, and therefore there must be a bit of space between the barrels. Hence, you've got an oil over here. And actually, conceptually speaking, over here, we've got a big chiddush over here. Because what we are learning is that asiyas oil derabanan is not only also when you have a conventional oil, is you're trying to protect something inside it, right? In a conventional oil, you're creating a tent in order to protect something within the oil. Over here, it's a bit different. You're making an oil in order to protect the airspace between the two barrels. That's what you're doing over here. So again, to put one barrel on the right hand side, one barrel on the left hand side, and then a barrel on top is also, because you are making the oil underneath it, so the only way to allow to do it is by actually having the same outcome, but doing it a different way. By first holding the top out, and then pushing the two barrels underneath it, that would be mutter. Because you're not actually doing mechitzas and then sealing, you're making sealing and then mechitzas, and in this particular scenario, because on a mitrabon, chachomim umati, and therefore it's mutter. But we do have to remember that there is an issa of protecting airspace that will go within the issa. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. The next sif is the same, just a different application. Mutter linyach sefer. Echot mikan, ve'echot mikan, ve'echot gebein. Imagine you've got, can I just have two mind to pass three gemaras from the back? Oh, you know, the chumashim is probably better. Yeah, perfect. No, on top of that, better. Perfect, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll go for that. That's perfect. Thank you so much. Perfect. And one more, maybe. That'll be brilliant. Thank you so much. Oh, Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Perfect. Very good. Okay, so what Shulchan Aruch is talking about as follows. You're allowed to put one safe on this side, and then another safe on that side, and now a third safe on top. You'd be allowed to do that. Now here, again, if you look carefully, what I've actually done is, in a way, can you see, you've actually done, why is this potentially a problem? Yeah, oil. So it's very interesting, but it is. One mechitza here, and the ceiling will be over here. So that's oil. It's small. But once we have swallowed the fact, once we've understood that protecting airspace, that this over here is also considered a protecting oil, is also considered, goes within the issa of atzias oil. So here also what you've done is you've done atzias oil. But he says, however, the reason why it is mutter here is that if you're protecting the airspace, it will be also. But over here, it's not because you're protecting airspace. Over here, what you're doing is, we have to see from what the Mishnah Berurah says, but what you're doing actually over here is mutter because there's no reason why this is over here. If you need the airspace, like in the barrel case, it's going to be also. Here, you don't really need the airspace. It just ended up that one safe was on this side, one safe was that side, and now you're putting a safe on top. Here, you're not actually creating an oil for any particular reason. Shulchan Aruch is mechadash over here, that yes, in principle, if you need the space over here, then it is considered making an oil. But if it just haphazardly ended up one safe on this side, one safe on that side, and one safe on top, there's no asiyas oil. Let me just emphasize the following point. What would be the halacha? If the only reason why you put one safe over here, and then one safe on top is for the safe on top, let's say it's more comfortable instead of a shtender. You're using the two sforim as means of a shtender. And I'm putting two sforim over here so that the third safe on top is more easy for me to use. It's closer, it's easier. Will that be mutter also? Or will that go within the issa of asiyas oil? Mutter, why? Very good. Mama spot on. So we're learning that asiyas oil, all the scenarios you talked about was asiyas oil is only also if you are actually the oil, an oil tent. Tent is a way of protecting what's inside it. That's generally a conventional oil. You're trying to protect from rain, from sun, from whatever. So that's asiyas oil, and that's oil ara is also. However, so there's an additional chiddush that if you're protecting the airspace, that's also. Which the Shulchan Aruch tells us, though, that if you put three sforim, just, you're not interested in over here, the airspace in between. It's nothing to do with anything. What you're really trying to do is to get the safe on top closer to your eyes. And that's mutter. And that's, yeah. It's a very, very good question. Yeah, Rabbi Kagan asked a very good question. The case of Sif Hei told us about the chair, the opening and closing the chairs. We learned whether it's Mutter Lechatchila. Sif Hei told us, Sif Hei says it's Mutter because the Ovid Vekoimi Bodyoim. It's foldable, it's meant for using at all times, and this foldable chair is not with it. It's Mutter because of that heta of Doka Ovid Vekoimi Bodyoim. Rabbi Kagan says that we don't need to come on to that heta, because anyway, the reason why the oil over there that is happening is actually just, it's no different than the Sefer case, and all you really need is the top. You don't really need the oil at all. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. Any suggestions? Yeah? And then it's as it is also. It's also in its own right.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I can't. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer at hand. It's a posh question. It must be a good answer. Maybe it has to do with, have to think about it, the bialoch over here. Perhaps it has to do with the distinction between mechitzas and gag. It has to be explored. It's a really interesting question. Thank you very much. Right, now the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin asks the question, Rabbi Sai, are you allowed to put Sforim on a table in order to have a shtender? Allowed to do that? Why not? Mezalzel. Yeah, it's not covered Sforim. So if I would bring these over here, and I really would want to just heighten the shtender in order for me to learn, that's also, it's not respectful to a Sefer. You're not allowed to just pile up Sforim in order to use them as a shtender. That is also, it's not covered Sforim. Yeah? On the Sforim,
underneath it,
it would be fine. I still think that it's indirect in its mutter. I think so. But over here,
you can't put a Gemara sideways and then put another Gemara on top of it.
Oh, so that's the Mishabu. Now, but in principle, initially I would have said it also. It's not respectful to bring Sforim just to. So, but the Mishabu does say we have the following. Sivkot Lamet Echad Mikan Tahainu Dafke Kshetzorich Lilmoy Mishneihem. Said no. The question over here is, how can it be that you've got three Sforim in the table, and using one on the right side, one on the left side, and one Sefer on top, and you've got one, you did it in order to bring it closer to you? Well, that's also, it's not respectful to the Sforim. How can you do such a thing? So the Mishabura says, us on the Shulchan Aruch, how could you have had such a scenario in the first place? For very different reasons. He said, never mind, oil. It's not respectful to the Sforim to do such a pyramid of Sforim. No, any answers? What would you suggest? Chaim Odutayna, why is it mutter to have three? One Sefer, one Sefer, one Sefer on top. How can it be? It's not respectful. Says the Mishnah, we have any answer. So I've got Lamed, and that brings us to your point. That's no. He said that it could either be that you need all three Sforim. So imagine you open up with the Gemara, and then after that brought you to another Gemara, and then Tosfos there brought you to another Gemara, and then you had all three Sforim potentially open even, one safe on the right, one safe on the left, and one safe on top. You could say that you learned Kishmak, and you ended up having Sforim all over the place. So that, he said, that's fine. If you're just handing out the third safe on top after having one safe on the right, one safe on the left, and if you're using them, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you actually use them, that is Mutter. If you learn from them and you use them, that is mutter. Or alternatively, or potentially, if you had the sforim that were you learned yesterday from them and you kept them on the table, and now you use a third sefer with the third sefer on top, you're using that. That's also okay. He says, well, there was sforim there anyway, and now you're using a third one. That's, if you didn't bring the sforim in order to use it as a shtender, then it would be mutter. Without that, if you bought Sforim purposely to lift up the Sefer you're using, that is also. You're not allowed to use them as a shtender. If you're using Sforim, if you're bringing Sforim to use as a standard that's also. Aber morgen auf warm sim kufen und dalem zat lehat und morgen auf warm is matte khem bkhot und bkhlal mit alaf cost of the ishlat is that as khol kem on that but generally speaking says the says im shvu you may not bring sperm just to heighten it use as a standard that's also. Right now the mishnah in sifkat lamet alaf we have to that the mishnah speaks about the following case rabbi sai tablecloth a table you have a table and you put white nice which goes all the way on both sides the edges of the table it goes all the way down oil why not but it's going all the way imagine it would go all the way down to the floor but you're now creating an oil before that you had a table which had four legs and a thing and now it's an oil very literal
the table is still covering
yes the gag is here it's still but before that it was not a tent and now it is what's that oh Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Aleph. Pardon? Why? No mechitzes. No mechitzes. It's a gag without mechitzes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Aleph. Hoil ve'ein tzorich. Mizeh atam nam es shori lifrois mapa la shulchon. Yes. For this very reason, like, that what the shulchonok is mechadish over here. Just like the sforim you're allowed to, because you're not interested in the airspace... It's not what you need, the airspace in between. You're not interested in that. What you're trying to do is to try to heighten up. You're looking at the exterior part. You're looking at the top part, per the sforim. That's, you want the sefer closer to you, and that's why you put the two sforim underneath it. You want the top. You don't really care what goes underneath. That's what Shulchan Aruch says why it's mutter. Two sforim on the side, one sefer on top, is not an oil, says the Ramah. Hoil ven tzorich lav yesh tachtem, because you don't need the airspace internally. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the reason why to spread that's why it's mutter also because as far as the table is concerned you don't really care what goes on under the table why? Oh so it's covering up psh, very good Shaila that's very interesting Shaila very interesting Shaila but Frankel asks let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah and the edges of the of the mapo tluyos hanging down the mato all the way down mina shulchanot from the table mikol tzad from all the sides around ve'afilim agiyas muchas la'aretz even if it reaches nearly the earth the ground and the embers in mishum oil there's no oil it's a kibben ein tzorich la'avir shtach shulchan because you don't really care about the airspace underneath it ve'oid additionally another reason Kevin Shema Shemuna Khalashul Khan ain't boy Mishum oil. There's also another reason why there's no oil here. Shainchum Khalal Bainul Shulchon, there's no hollow, there's no hole between it and the table. Mutagam Yoitzim Menu. Okay, the first reason is the main reason that there isn't because you're looking at internal, you don't really care the internal. But Rabbi Fangel's question is something to think about. Fangel says that what's the reason why is that that's all good at home. But by a kiddush, you will very often need to cover up all the boxes. It's true. So there, don't tell me that over there, the hell is that your mama's covering it up. It's just you're trying to protect, as it were, visually, from what's going on underneath it.
But surely the main purpose of the tablecloth is to sort of cover Shabbos for the Kiddush. It's not really to cover...
One could argue that's not the. One could argue that there's two. I think that's Robert Frankel's Taina. That there's two identical intentions. There's one is for the external appearance, but at the same time also we are covering up from all the sides to hide what's underneath it. That's similarly. That's probably why we're having such a long one, not to see what's going on underneath it. That might be part of the reason. And therefore, it's a bit of a shame. I hear that. What were you referring to? Also, as oil, b'shabbos yom tov filu oil aray, v'dafka mechitzes muta. Unless it's, if you're doing, this is talking about mechitzas per se without having a ceiling on top. Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph is identifying that that gag is always also. The gag is always also. Mechitzas, if you're making mechitzas without a gag, then it depends on mechitzas tluya or mechitzas materas. Yeah, but you know, but Lemaise said you're having both. Lemaise, you're having all. You're having that, you're having, over here, not just, it's not considered just mechitzas. You're having oil. Okay, it's a good shaila. Now, I want to address over here the umbrella shaila before we proceed with Seif Ches. Let me just quickly do Seif Ches, because Seif Ches tells us, Kol oil meshupo. If you've got a real tent now, a real tent, and it is meshupo, it's got a slanty roof. Shem begagoy tefach, the roof itself doesn't have a tefach. Imagine it, is that called a tipi? Yeah? So you've got any tipi which doesn't have the roof is not a full tefach, it's less than that. Koil oil meshupo, it's slanty, shem begagoy tefach, which the gag itself, the ceiling itself, the roof itself doesn't have a full tefach, it's less than that. Veloy bepochs mshloish somoch legagoy roichav tefach, har is oil arai. Now this is an expression, this pochus mishloish somoch legagoy roichav tefach, is that within three tfachim, it doesn't go as high as a tefach, meaning it's a certain percentage in a degree. That within three tefach, it does or does not go one tefach high. For off mathematically minded people, there's a certain percentage to that, which I don't know what it is. Ratio. For those inclined into spheres and this will be an oil. And if you do that, if it's a teepee or it's something which doesn't have a real ceiling, it doesn't have a real tefach, or it's very much like that, that is no, doesn't have a proper, then that's potter. Now I want to address it. The Bialoch over here speaks about the umbrella, and I want to mention it. What is the shaila of the umbrella, Rabbi Isai? Opening an umbrella. Okay, so in the poskim scheme, there are various isurim brought down. The ones we will not discuss is carrying on Shabbos. It's obvious. And there's another issur which is mentioned, which is over to the choil. Over to the choil, it's a very weekdayish thing to do because it's over to the choil. Now you and me can't decide if something is over to the choil or not, but the early achronim decided this is within the category of over to the choil. I hear that. And another, and then there is the shaila of asiyas oil. To open up an umbrella is an asiyas oil. It makes no difference what the mechanism is, but either way, when you're opening up, you're doing an oil. But now, the obvious shaila is going to be, what the Bialach speaks about, he speaks about this parasol, which is an umbrella, and he says that it's also because you have to, the words are, likshoy oyser beretzuos. It seems to me that they need to be tied up. You open it up, and then they're tied on the side. And it says that could even be tikkun mona, could be boina, could be lots of isurim, perhaps even the reisa. To open up this umbrella, to tie the sides, and that's also because you're really creating an oil over here, perhaps even more than that. And that's also. But the question is, I hear that, that will be in those umbrellas that were in those days, you have to tie anything. Nowadays, we don't have to tie anything up. You just pull the spring and it opens up. Why is that also or not? Because the Mishmur doesn't seem to address that. There's all be halacha about it, but it doesn't address our umbrellas. He's talking about tying on the sides. So what's the halacha with our umbrellas? Still an oil. Isn't Asiyas oil involved? Yeah, there's no mechitzas. So it's very interesting. The Chazon Ish Lemaise says that an umbrella is still tikkun mona. Because the fact that it was not usable before, we couldn't use it before as an umbrella. Now it is a stretched full umbrella, and that will make some istabon. I will point out that achronim are chaznish amongst them are discussing that in a way it's a bit similar to something which we have found explicit in his mutter. It's a bit similar to What we learned yesterday? The chair. It's a bit challenging to differentiate. Because the chair also, it was closed. And then you're opening and stretching it. It's a good chair now. Before it was not a chair, now it's a chair. Shulchan Aruch says that it is? Mutter. And now, yeah, before it was not a chair, now it's a chair. It doesn't make a difference. It's all about stretching. And when it comes to umbrella, suddenly everybody agrees that it's also. And the question is, why is it so different, really? Chaznish says it's very, very different. Yishla Ayin Kitzas, why it is so different. Interestingly, and that I really don't understand why, it's beyond my understanding, Remisen Karelis is quoted in various forum to Paskin. You know the umbrellas by the buggies? The buggies' umbrellas, the little ones? The sunshine? The Remisen Karelis is matir. And he said, because that's the same than this sieve of the chairs. It's just stretching it, it's mutter, it's fine. Had to understand what the difference is. Why is there, the Remisen Karelis is the one who quotes the Chaznish, saying that opening umbrellas is tikkun mona. But at the same time, he's not hesitant to mimati the little umbrellas next to the buggies. I don't understand what the difference is. And What's the difference? I don't understand the difference. Don't know why. Okay, Rabbi said we learned this evening the halachas relating to the barrels. And we learned that protecting airspace is also considered an oil. Over there specifically we got to the oxygen between the wine. We learned that if it's just making, if you don't need the air in between, like by the sforim, then it's mutter. We learned also that making a real tent is also is a darbon, even if there's no tefach on top. And we spoke about the issa of the umbrella. Okay, good evening.